Cropod contains language and themes which may not be suitable for anyone, but what is suitable for everybody is the great stuff from our friends at The Famous, iconic wear for bears. Go check out thefamousheadwear.co.uk. Great stuff over there. And if you want to win some stuff from them, scroll down, hit the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes on this episode that you're listening to right now. We give away stuff from them every single month here on the Cropod. So check them out, thefamousheadwear.co.uk.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Took him minutes, took her nowhere. Heaven knows she'd have taken anything.
All night.
She was a young American.
Young American, young American. She was the young American. All night.
But she was the young American. See them in the fucking Apple numbers that you give you free with the iPad.
I bought, like, my iPhone one's broke, so I bought, like, these fucking, like, 120 quid Beats ones specifically for iPhones, and I was sitting listening to the music, and I thought, this doesn't matter, but I'm going to pretend it does because I've paid 120 quid for them.
Mate, I'm in the exact same boat. I went and bought the, when they first came out, the Beats by Dre's, I went and bought the over-ear fucking studio ones, right? And then when the metal framed ones came out, I went and bought them and gave the other ones away, right? And I felt like such a fucking musician hipster shit. The simple fact is that I've never been able to play a lick of anything in my fucking life. My brother was at IKEA with me yesterday telling me about this fucking documentary about the Soundhouse or whatever it is, where Fleetwood Mac recorded Rumours and all the rest of it. And Dave Grohl was talking about the mixing board that's in there that seemingly just makes the drums as rich as fuck, as he puts it. I didn't even know what he meant by rich. I was like, how, are they like diamond encrusted or something?
I don't get that kind of thing. Oh, it's a rich sound. Like, what does that mean?
And Vanessa and I got Ada for Christmas, our first pedal bike, right? She just turned four. Got her first pedal bike, and Vanessa's obviously pregnant, right? So she wasn't drinking. Vanessa, her mum was. She wasn't drinking on Christmas Eve, which obviously meant I was because I had a built-in designated driver, right? So I'm scooping with like my family and all that. We're up over Christmas, so we're at the house that they'd rented, and we're fucking piling it into us and all that. We go home, we put her to bed, and then we're getting all the presents out. But obviously, we hadn't put the bike together. So I'm sitting there with like the third bottle of red wine that day, trying to put a pedal bike together. It sounds really difficult, either whether you're sober or drunk, right? But then you get it out and it actually looked quite easy. So we got the thing together except for one pedal, right? And neither her sober nor me drunk could figure out why this one pedal wouldn't go on, right? So like they've given us the same two pedals. That's got to be what it is. So the Wayne gets up. This was what makes sense at the time. The Wayne gets up on Christmas Day, sees her bike, fucking loves it. She's got a horsey shaped helmet and all that. It's fucking brilliant. In fact, Shane, you could do with that one. What do you call it? But her helmet's actually shaped like a pink horse, right? She gets up. We show her the bike. And we're like, do you like that, sweetheart? She's like, oh wow, this is great. This is great. 2 minutes later, it's like, you can't ride it, sweetheart. Can't put the pedal on. So. A week later, Vanessa takes it back to Toys R Us, and she fucking carts this bike into Toys R Us with a pedal in hand, the bike in one hand, the pedal in the other, and the receipt. And she's like, "You gave us two of the same pedal." And the guy looked at her and went, "You sure about that?" And she's like, "Aye." And he goes, "No, you just have to screw it in the other way like that." Fucking rammed it on. Vanessa's like, "Cool, man. I'll be seeing you later." Like, completely ruined the Wayne's first bike experience because I was a fucking drunk.
But the best bit about it is, you've been outsmarted by a guy that still works in Toys R Us in adulthood.
I'm a director with a multinational company. The boy making $9.75 an hour on holiday pay has just fucking done me.
And not only did he do it, he disrespected your wife as he done it.
your only viable option here is to go back and get that guy fired now. There's no way.
I was going to say shoot him. I thought that was your default.
Oh, he lives in Canada. You can't do that.
That's right.
America.
We could shout and point at him a lot, and then, but maybe that would increase my tax somehow. I don't quite know, but I'm sure that it would.
Fucking... You set a coyote on him.
A moose.
A moose. That's exactly what I was going to say. She ain't a moose.
My limited knowledge. That's my limited knowledge of Canada. It completely exhausted.
Hey, maple syrup, man. A man of your substantial size must know about maple syrup.
I'm well acquainted with all the syrups, right?
All five of the syrup groups. I'm well acquainted with.
Is there five?
I don't know.
Look at Andy in an IHOP. He'd be fucking amazed at that carousel in the center of the table.
Oh, I've only ever tried one syrup, but I have tried it extensively.
I've only ever tried one drug. It was heroin. went hard on that one.
But you know what that saying?
Tom English chat again. Just try it. If you don't like it.
Like, taking this smack seems like a really bad idea. But on the other hand, if I don't like it, I'll just try Ickies. Tom English logic.
Tom English logic got a workout this week, didn't it?
God.
Tom English logic gets a workout every week. I think he wakes up with Tom English logic, like, oh, well, these are my wife's slippers and underwear. But I'll put them on and see what happens.
This is some of the lingua franca of the funk business. And people come from miles around with an almost religious devotion to get on down.
And I punctuated it quite, like, punchy to the point.
Why did you not write with all due respect?
That would have been... I can't believe that I didn't think of that time, but fucking, that would have been brilliant, right?
I think one of my favourite ones... Did you see the Jim Spence one? He's, like, sitting in the green room at the BBC with Andy Muirhead. It's this massive fat man sitting naked on a couch eating grapes.
I read every one of his tweets, right?
They're fantastic.
Don't know what any of them say. Still laugh. Still laugh.
He goes, this was the best part, right? So you know how, like, we're all kind of childish, but we do it in a kind of, you know, mature way again. It's a sort of credibility. He comes back and he goes, because he was being all funny that day because he was basically saying that Charles Green's full of shit and everything. And he's like, lol, when did I say, and he didn't even use lols, so he used lol as in the way that you shouldn't use lol, right? And then he was like, lol, when did I state I was impartial? Actual quote, when I said I was impartial. And then he realised that I'd just taken the complete butt off. He immediately followed up with, by the way, I can lose the weight. What's your excuse for being a bigger dick?
That's a shockingly bad comeback.
It's a terrible comeback, right? So I replied back to him, look at this. I replied back to him. I was like, Andy, you got it wrong, man. I'm a great guy, man. Swear, man. Ask anyone, man. Hashtag good cunt.
Hashtag good cunt's probably the best hashtag.
Oh, it was fucking glorious, man. I was pissing myself at work. It put me in a good mood.
In fact, I guess my best ever tweet and Facebook post was that day I posted that quote. I can't remember, it's like your famous quote, like, whatever you are, be the best you can be the best one you can, or be a good one. That was it. Whatever you are, be a good one. Oh, and I'm a good cunt.
What? Okay, I gotta ask, did Muirhead have like a story on Chris this week or something? Did I miss
that? He was going to Chris because Chris decided not to go on a BBC panel with McConville and him.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I didn't know if it had to do with that or that, because I backed out of the Channel 4 one, and I know Chris did, too.
So. Wait, that was the Google Hangout?
Or yeah, right? Yeah.
The last thing I would want to do would be hang about with Alec Thompson. Just, like, I could interview him, or I could tweet him, or email exchange with him, but I couldn't hang with him.
But no,
I could. Yeah, I could do a charity boxing match with a hammer with him. But I certainly could not hang with him in some Google Hangout.
I'd like to play Mallet's Mallet with Alec Thompson, with the old Mallet, like the actual Timmy Mallet, the big foam fucker. You know what I mean? In fact, I'd like to play that with the most of them Celtic bloggers, like get them all lined up and like play a game of who hates Rangers the most. And so, just have them all like frothing at the mouth, screaming Sevco, Sevco. just battering them over the head with this big foam mallet and just jumping up and down, squealing fucking incomplete ecstasy. Ooh, you're all fucking hell!
Wait, but that's what they do anyway.
Exactly, but I just get to take the absolute piss out of them and smack them in the head with a big foam mallet.
Like, that's such a lack of respect. I mean, Angela Haggerty's got an HND. I mean, don't fuck with that kind of shit, man.
She's the editor of a top-selling book, also. Don't forget.
Anyway, I mean, the chief reporter on a Channel 4 wrote the foreword of that book. Not to be fucked with.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope. Because
I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Come on, whole wheat. All right. They got logged in with us for a group project during our, I can't remember what class, I think it was interactive storytelling. And the girl that ran it was only 28. Like, she'd got her doctorate really young, so she was only 28. And obviously, because she was the only female there, everybody decided she was really good looking. And we're sitting, like, there was 3 years, right, we'd been goading him about it all day, saying he should try and chat up, and right, just taking the piss out of him. And so there's me, he's in the middle, and my mate Andy's on the other side of him, and this is right at the front of the lecture hall, we have about 200 people in it. We're in the very front row, and before the lecturer comes in, he goes, "Hi, maybe I'll just wait outside their house and attack him." Like, he's clearly taking the joke. I don't know who said it to this day, but I'm going to claim I did, and I called him rapist too. just as the lecturer walked in, Anthony sniggered and went, "Rapist too." That was it for the rest of the day. I had my head on the table, pissing myself laughing, as this lecturer tried to talk, and the whole place went silent, and he looked at me and he went, "Are you finished?" Like, yeah. Kept laughing. And for the rest of our days at that uni, I referred to him as rapist, dude. I've genuinely no idea what his second name is. He's in my phone to this day as rapist, dude. Day one of uni, right? We're getting a tour around the building. And
with rabies doing it.
He was actually.
A mustache up in there.
Talk in the shadows, as you do.
When you're possibly rapey.
Yeah. So, this frumpy girl's walking in front of me, right? Horrifying. And it turns out it's actually a guy. And I just looked at him and see him. He's a fat lesbian. And one day he's gay, right? And he got into a relationship with this guy on the internet who asked him for a picture of his top off. And he done it, and the guy put it all over the internet. And now it's one of the most viewed pictures under boobs. A weird guy.
That needs to get posted.
He showed it to this stoner guy in the class, right? And he looked at it for a couple of minutes, then just went, nah, that's surgical, that is. It used to be literally like the first two or three pictures on weird guy. I think he tried to get it taken off. Like, you start talking about the rise and I'll try and find this picture.
I don't want to offend Rab while we're talking about this glory production.
It's worth it if I can find this. I know he went to the museum trying to get this removed from the internet. Because he walked into class one day and Winnie said put it on the projector.
That makes a difference, you walking into Glasgow Uni in an OCHEM an OCHEM fucking lecture and being called a hun because we'd fucked them again when I went in Glasgow by the lecturer. The lecturer called me a hun.
Actually, I can top that. We've got very specific hand indies at that uni, right? Like, if your coursework's meant to be submitted on the 31st, it's to be submitted on the 31st, not earlier. They leave very specific office hours to do it, right? And this guy who I took to call him Smelly Beat.
So what? Rapey Stew, Fat Lesbian, and Smelly
Beat. Smelly Beat. But in my defence, Pete did smell. So we're all on the fifth floor, right? We've just finished a lecture with this guy. What was his name again? Sykes. Right, so Sykes is getting in the lift to go downstairs to do whatever he's doing, and Pete runs up to the lift and he goes, here's my coursework. And he went, it's not due till tomorrow. Give me it tomorrow. He went, I can't. He went, why? He went, I'm going to a funeral. So Sykes took the report off and we looked him dead in the eye. So the doors were closing and went, it's no very convenient, is it? And just a stunned look across his face as the lift door shut and he disappeared.
I went to uni in my first year with a guy called, I affectionately coined, but not very cleverly coined, Crazy Daniel, right?
And I'm not a bad man.
I'm no kidding, he was a skinny wee guy for, like, I think it was Canvas Line. He was built like the side of a fiver, but a heavy weirdo, right? He would always get into these, like, completely erratic conversations about, like, his family or football or whatever, you know. And anyway, I think it was like Top Man or something had a fucking sale, so I went and I bought like a jumper and a jacket and a couple of pairs of denims, a couple of shirts and all the rest of it. We went into uni the next week, so I wear this jumper and it was a fucking dillion, right? My new jacket, my jumper and my boots and my jeans and that. Crazy Daniel's there and he kind of like drifts around with me and our couple of guys doing his crazy shit. The following Monday at 9 a.m. we're walking into the Boyd Orr building at Glasgow Uni and this cunt shows up and he's dressed exactly like me.
Like, brilliant.
Wearing the same shit that I was wearing like the week before. I'm like, fuck, what is going on? This is a fucking cycle. So a couple of weeks go by and again he's like started to buy the same trainers as all the boys are wearing and all the rest of it, right? Wow, right, he must just be a fucking bit of a loser, you know. Be nice about it, but anyway, I'm leaving uni one day and crazy Daniel comes up and he's like, "You're going out to town?" "Going out to town?" I was like, "I am going out to town actually." He's like, "I thought I heard you say that earlier on in the week." I was like, "Right, okay." I'm like, "Right, where are you going?" I was like, "I'm going to YSL Corners to meet my mates." And he's like, "All right, do you mind if I come?" And I was like, "Oh, that's fine." So anyway, go in there because I had like 45 minutes to burn and I'm in waxes. I ordered a Jack Daniels, or I ordered a pint of lager, and he wanted a Jack Daniels and Coke, so ordering a Jack Daniels and Coke, sitting, shooting the shit, getting usual crazy Daniel shit, right? And order a second pint of lager and get him a second Jack Daniels and Coke. Now, it's like literally 1.5 Jack Daniels and Cokes in. He is fucking eyeballed, right? This cunt is fucking mortal, right? And we've been in there for about 25 minutes. I'm like, fuck. Like, Jesus Christ, man, it's fucking 10:06. So it's getting pretty close to when I've got to meet my mates, and I'm like, I'm not losing credibility over crazy Daniel, not a fucking chance. So I walk him out and I leave him on his way, right? 2 weeks go by, you need crazy Daniel, nowhere to be seen. I'm like, oh no, what the fuck is happening? Like, have I sent this cunt to the train station? He's ended up knocked down in the fucking Vic or somewhere. I'm like, oh no. But being a fucking 19-year-old, you don't really give a fuck. You're like, ah, oh, well, isn't it? Midterm break's just around the corner and fucking crazy Daniel shows up. And he's looking awfully... he's looking awfully ashen, right? Walk up pre-lecture. Crazy Daniel's in. I'm like, crazy Daniel, what are you doing, man? Like, where have you been? He's like, I need to talk to you. my first point back to him was, where? He's like, just over here, like, I just need to talk to you in private. I was like, I'm just standing by myself, you fucking weirdo. But... right. So he pulls me aside. I was like, I haven't seen you since that night in waxes. What happened? He's like, I went home, I pulled my samurai sword off the wall and tried to get at Harry Carey. And he couldn't say that we're a straight face. I was like, what? I fucking tried to follow my sword. I'm like, for what? He's like, my dad was sick. What happened to him? I don't know, he just got a bad report from the doctor, so I thought I'd follow my sword. I fucking never felt anything like it, man. I was like, so you stab yourself in the chest? He's like, aye. I was like, you're looking awfully good for it. Oh, fucking crazy Daniel. Oh, crazy Daniel, man. Fucking mental bastard.
So in the end, he actually was crazy.
Gen up crazy.
Honestly, I was going to tell a story about a guy that was kidding on, he was David Beckham's bodyguard, but I had tops. Actually, fuck it. Since we're here, I'm just going to go for it. So so there is this guy William, right? We've known him since we were kids, right? He wasn't a friend, but we kind of knew him. And William does these weird things, right? Where he was kidding when he was in the army, literally since he was about six. Like we'd be out shooting the shit, right? And then William would go, right, I need to go. My boss is calling me.
He'd be like the Roscoe, like super army soldier.
Yeah, kind of like that, right? And it progressed to the point where you'd see him walking about the pub, kidding when he walked in the pub as a bouncer. I shit you not, he would walk about the pub, right? And we've no idea how he'd done this, but we left for a nightclub and he got there before us, and he was pretending he worked there as well. he was pretty pro about it. He had his own walkie-talkie, right? And I'm not exaggerating any of this. He'd walk up to the fucking the guys that actually did work and go, "Aye, everything's alright, well there, mate," and then walk on. And then this progressed over the years to, like, I'm telling my mum he'd been to, like, Iraq 13 times or something. And she worked out that he had done those many tours of duty, he would need to be about 300. And he would make this kind of shit up, right? And one day he met my auntie, and this was a couple of days after he told me he was going to Airdrie to work my pub, because he'd been specifically requested to be there as a doorman. And he told my auntie he was just back to California because he was working for the Beckhams as a personal bodyguard. And he had to come back because he got the sack. And this is how he got the sack. Victoria told him to go and wash the car, and he told her to fuck off. And on the way out, he went, like, hey, Beckham, he went, "Oh, Dave, you're alright, mate, but your wife's a fucking bitch." See, as lies go, that's a pop.
Oh, God.
He's right down to the bar room one day, he was in the pub, right, and we were talking about this guy, right, because he'd, with a couple of years have had run-ins like this, when the barman goes, "I don't know who you're talking about, he came in here one day and ordered a pint, right? And I put the bar in the pint, and he went, "I remember that time me and you get drunk." He's like, "Mate, I've never met you before."
Oh, God.
He's a fucking psycho. We would set up a point, crazy, that you.
The fat lesbian.
Crazy Daniel, man.
Wait, do you know what we should start doing? That's that Celtic fan thing, and you can just start telling shit anecdotes. In fact, fuck it, let's just dash the crow pond thing and just do shit anecdotes.
Let's just put hashtag Rangers on it and Cunch will listen to it.
When did we start talking about Rangers? When did we sign this crazy Daniel cunt? We must be talking about Kuzan.
Can we start the first Crow Pod initiative? Find Crazy Daniel.
Hashtag pray for Crazy Dan.
Fuck.
May or may not have a samurai sword and be dressed like Ross. I've actually
for the rest of the show.
This is ridiculous.
It's a beautiful morning.
Buckles was, when I was over earlier on in the year, I went over for work, and I went up the road for a couple of days, and it was the same weekend that 72 Mag had their, I think it was their second thing at the Loudon, with Alex Ray and Colin Steen, which was mental in its own right. So I met Chris there for the first time, and he was with his mate Lambo, and fucking... being three middle-aged fucking assholes. All three of us had on like the same style of shoes, the same style of jeans, and the same style of jacket, which was brown leather, right? Yeah. Except Chris had this one on that had fucking buckles around the neck. The very same one that he wore on the fucking documentary, The Rising, right? So we started fucking, me and Lambo started fucking slaughtering him for having buckles around his neck. He started calling him Michael Jackson and all that.
Mate, I'm glad I did come up to meet you the other day, because I'd have come up with a pair of fucking Superman trainers on and a fucking beanie beard.
Mate, I was wearing a double cardigan and fucking shit got real.
Mate, have you not been pulled up into the tribunal about that dual cardigan business?
Well, no, I was alright. I split it into three and then I was like...
Oh, yeah, you're cool if you do that. As long as you combine the both cardigans into one single massive cardigan. A mega cardigan.
That's bigger than your head.
Exactly. It was a mega cardigan, exactly. But it's still going to talk about Ethnics and Angels. It was a £1 billion organisation, that cardigan, but it only the resource to talk about Rangers.
Is it, it loves us, apparently. It's very pro-Angels. It's this massive. It was a big dog cardigan.
It was definitely a pro-Rangers cardigan, that's all.
It's never met Stuart Cosgrove.
Definitely not. And when we talked to another cardigan about football, it was unrelated to Rangers.
So this week, of course,
fuck it.
All right. So this week we had the fuck. All right. So
not ready. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to mute myself. Will you introduce us?
Okay.
Like,
laugh it out. So this week we had the premiere of The Rising, the RTV documentary on the past year.
Fucking hell!
Some people call me the space cowboy.